sweep a four-game series in this league. Next to impossible, really. But we played really well, kept the high-scoring offense down for the most part throughout the series, the highest-scoring offense. So we pitched really well. Bullpen was phenomenal again today. We hit some homers. We've been doing that, which is always a good sign. Thought Richie was throwing the ball well. Had a tough fourth inning. Labored through the fourth, threw a lot of pitches. And once we tied the game up, I went to our guys. You know, I knew I had to get two innings out of one of them. And Didi was just tremendous, putting those two innings down. So the bullpen was outstanding once again. But yeah, 17 game stretch. I think we end up 12-5, maybe. That's impressive, you know, coming out of the break. So, job well done by our guys.
Well, impressive has it been to see what Olson has done throughout this year, especially that point when he was hurt, you know, battling through it.
Yeah, I mean, I keep saying he's become one of the best players in the game. Really, when you take everything into consideration, the defensive side, he changes the game on defense. Obviously, changes the game in the box. He's a leader in that clubhouse. Obviously, he posts every day, and he just keeps performing and producing. Yeah, he's a great player.
You mentioned that offense over there, how good they are, and yet Fuentes comes in, two innings, throws one breaking ball, and just throws fastballs by everybody. Is he kind of caught in your eye more than you expected?
Oh, yeah, I mean, for sure. You know, he was a starter. We kicked around the idea. You know, he came back up to us and putting him in the pen and, you know, use him as a bulk inning guy. We didn't know. You know, it was a little bit of an experiment, you know. But before too long, he was pitching in high leverage situations. And still at times like today, putting down multiple innings. He's been a game changer for us. It's a unique fastball. It's not just the velocity, but it's the slot. And so the ball gets above the barrel a lot. It's just one of those unique fastballs. And he can come in and just keep pumping them. And it's tough to get to it. Even when it's not 100, even if it's 95, 96, it's tough to get to it. So, yeah, he's changed our bullpen. He's one of the guys that has changed our bullpen this year.
After Richie's performance today and the Dodgers adding to their rotation last night, how do you feel about the internal pitching options you guys have to keep pace in the National League?
Yeah, I feel good keeping pace with anybody. Our pitching has been good. You know, guys have stepped up, and our bullpen's been really good. So, you know, they put down a lot of innings, but they're still strong. They're still performing out there in the bullpen. So overall, we've pitched well, but our starters have held their own and then some.
How do you anticipate the next 24, 36 hours for you? A lot of moving parts. Lane comes on Tuesday. A lot of decisions.
Yeah, there'll be some moves on Tuesday. Be a lot of conversations between now and then about how we approach this, and I'm sure Alex is doing all he can right now to make the roster better. I mean, I always talk about him never stopping, you know, doing that. So it'll be an interesting next day or two.
How do you anticipate Lane Thomas fitting into the equation here?
You know, obviously he's a threat against left-handed bats, but he's performed against right-handed bats too. He's a good defender, good athlete, but I do think first and foremost it's a right-handed bat that moves a needle against left-handed pitching. Because look, I mean, people are targeting us with their left-handed starters, with their left-handed relievers, and you know, this makes it a little bit tougher now. You know, and the fact that Ronald's back. You know, then you talk about Ozzy from the right side and, you know, Riley showing signs again. Now all of a sudden, You know, it's not as easy just to load up your lefties against us. So yeah, I mean, that first and foremost, that's how I see it. A lot of these things evolve, right? I mean, a lot of these things just evolve. The roster evolves, roles evolve. It's just good to have a good player who, in particular, handles left-handed pitching.
What did Lopez's MRI show?
Yeah, no structural damage. It's just inflammation. So it's good news. So not anticipating a long stint on the IL, but you know, obviously we'll see how he progresses. But relatively good news.
And that was just something he was doing while stretching, type of thing. Is that the way?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what he's doing, but he's doing the same pregame routine that he always does when he felt it. Yeah.
Anything else?
As Didi continues to build his body work this season, how much has it impressed you the way he's just embraced this role in the bullpen?
Yeah, it's phenomenal. you know, I don't think you do that with everybody, obviously, with young starters. But I thought he was tailor-made for that. You know, Alex and I had some conversations early in the season when we talked about bringing him back up and putting him in the bullpen. We felt like he was tailor-made for that role, and it was going to be good for his development. I'm not saying, like I said, you do that with every young starter, but there's been a lot of good starters in this league that's how they developed, was in a major league bullpen. And I think he was a good candidate for that. And he's changed our bullpen. And there's been other guys out there, obviously, that have changed our bullpen, but he was one that we weren't necessarily counting on when we broke camp to do what he's doing in our bullpen. And yeah, it's, like I said, it's changed everything.
19 homers in the final 2 months would be a lot, but the way Olsen's swinging the bat now, what do you at least even let yourself think, can he get to 50 homers again?
Yeah, I think he's got a ways to go. He's got a lot of home with 31 now, I guess. Still a ways to go. So you hate putting numbers on guys and chasing numbers, but look, I mean, he homers, you know, a lot. So he really goes homerless for very long. So I'm sure he's on a good pace and that type of thing. But regardless of what he ends up with, it's just he's a great player. He's having a phenomenal year.
All right, thank you all.
Thank you.